Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As the powerful month of May begins to unfold, we have the opportunity to expand the light of the world exponentially. May has always been considered a mystical month because there are several very powerful activities of light that take place during this month involving humanity and the company of heaven. These events involve both Mother Mary and Saint Germain, who are important beings of light that greatly enhance the assistance they are giving to humanity during the month of May. The divine intent of this assistance is to give all of us encouragement, support, and assistance during the things that we are going through, and at this time, very tumultuous things. This is a very powerful time of year, and with all of the challenges going on in people's lives, it's a real opportunity for us to utilize this influx of light that is happening now and expand it for the benefit of all humanity. And that's what we're going to do today. During our special time together, we're going to invoke the transfiguring divine love of our Mother God, who is the Holy Spirit, and with the intent of lifting all life into a more harmonious frequency of existence, we are going to expand our new planetary cause of divine love. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we're going to co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this planet. It's important for each of us to remember the profound truth that we are one with all life. And in case you may have forgotten, I will remind you that you are not just a fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality that we've called the human ego, but rather you are a beloved child of God, and you are powerful beyond your knowing. The time for you to begin fulfilling your full divine potential is now. And your I Am presence, the divinity within you, is standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to help you do just that. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from on high than ever before in the history of time. The divine intent of this radio program is to give each of us the opportunity to increase the light that we are adding to the world. The goal of the spiritual hierarchy is to also help us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we will be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectation and hope instead of feeling fearful and often overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from the realms of truth, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is now, this very moment, in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness we have ever created. As you listen to the celestial messages and the guidance that we'll be sharing with you today, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it's true. Ask your I Am presence, the divinity within you, for guidance, and take the words into your heart. And you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart where the flame of divine truth abides if this information is appropriate for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. During this hour, we will work in the eternal moment of now, and that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence, your true God self, and the company of heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am Presence to unite your heart with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As we join together, we become one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, as we invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. As we proceed throughout this hour, continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically, as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart flame. This transfiguring divine love is now flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet, whether they are in or out of embodiment. The power and might of God's divine love is now through our heart flames forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love is spanning the abyss from the densest frequencies of our painful human miscreations into the highest blissful fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life are in the process of ascending up the spiral of evolution into our next phase of our evolutionary journey. Now, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her peoples, her government, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth. As we each affirm within the deepest recesses of our hearts, I am all love. O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do we immerse ourselves now and forever. We consciously surrender our vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being until we are pure foci of love, living jewels in your crown of adoration. The path we walk in life leads only to love. Our physical body, filled with love, becomes shining and invincible. Our etheric vehicles, radiating love, transmute the past. Love in our minds ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in our feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting within us. As we are thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, we know that our Father, Mother, God is working through us, radiating forth the perfection of our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is. We are radiating this light to humanity and all life on this earth, which we have come and promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of divine love, our spirit becomes Holy Spirit, and we are the love of God reaching out to claim this earth. In love, we are magnetizing all of God's blessings to us, and in love, we are radiating these blessings forth to all life around us. We are the spirit of love, permeating form, until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. We feel the pulse beat of love in all life and the continuity of love in all of the experiences we have ever known. It is all love, We were born out of love. We are evolving through love. And we are ascending back into love. We are now magnetizing our new planetary cause of divine love into the physical world of form, transforming this tangible reality into the immaculate concept of her full divine potential. We are all love, and we are grateful. And so it is. Beloved, I am. The month of May is always a very special, spiritual, and powerful time. This year, we have an even more powerful opportunity to utilize the gifts of May to increase the light of the world. One of the things that occurs during the month of May is that Mother Mary joins with the forces of our Mother God and all of the feminine aspects of God throughout infinity. Together they draw every man, woman, and child on earth into the temple of the Immaculate Heart, which pulsates in the inner planes of truth and perfection. This occurs while we are in our finer bodies as we sleep at night. There's no such thing as our soul being unconscious. So when we go to sleep, our I Am presence guides that higher aspect of ourselves into the realms of illumined truth. And during the month of May, we are magnetized into Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart. During this sacred time, our Mother God, Mother Mary, and all of the feminine aspects of deity are going to work with each of us to help us balance the immortal, victorious threefold flame that is blazing in each of our hearts. In the beginning, this threefold flame, the sacred fire within us, reflected the perfect balance of the blue flame of power representing our Father God, the pink flame of transfiguring divine love representing our Mother God, and the yellow gold flame of wisdom representing the Son or Daughter of God, which is often referred to as the Christ or Christ consciousness. Our threefold flame is the true expression of what the Holy Trinity actually is. During the mystical month of May, Mother Mary and our Mother God and all of the feminine aspects of deity throughout the universe are going to bathe humanity in greatly amplified frequencies of their radiant love in order to help us bring the pink flame of divine love, which represents our Mother God, back into balance within our threefold flame. The balance of our Mother God's divine love is something that we lost awareness of when we fell from grace eons ago. In addition to this facet of the divine plan, throughout this month of May, our Mother God is taking humanity further into frequencies of transfiguring divine love than we have ever experienced before. There's a very important reason for this. This is occurring because of the urgency of the hour. This gift of literally divine intervention is designed to help strengthen humanity's physical bodies at a cellular level so that we will be able to more easily withstand the influx of light that is pouring into the planet now and will increase throughout the rest of 2011 and through all of 2012. Day by day, miracles are taking place, and a greatly accelerated purging is happening around the world. This is occurring in order to clear the way for the expansion of the patterns of perfection that are associated with our new planetary cause of divine love. That influx of divine love will be accomplished God victoriously during the month of August in this year of 2011. Throughout the month of May, when each of us goes to sleep at night, our I Am presence is going to escort us into Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart, in the inner realms of illumined truth. Once we are there, our Mother God, Mother Mary, and all of the feminine aspects of divinity will bless each of us and greatly empower the frequencies of transfiguring divine love blazing through our heart flame. This gift from on high is destined to strengthen humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies at an atomic cellular level. This is a merciful act of divine intervention and grace. And this activity of light is going to recalibrate our DNA, which will help to release the pre-encoded patterns that will enable us to remember and to become the powerful forces of love that we were always destined to be. This unprecedented gift of divine love is going to help all of us easily face any adversity that is surfacing in our lives. And it will also help us to move through this vitally important but very difficult cleansing process that we're now in the midst of. During this critical time on Earth, Mother Mary is working tenaciously to help each of us expand and balance the immortal victorious threefold flame in our hearts. Since the return of our Mother God, which occurred through harmonic concordance in November of 2003, between the lunar and solar eclipses at that time, our Mother God, which is the feminine aspect of deity within each of us, began balancing the threefold flame within our heart. This balancing process has been gradually unfolding according to each of our divine plans and the guidance of our I Am presence. Now it is time for this process to take a quantum leap forward within every person's heart flame. The masculine and feminine polarities of our Father, Mother, God are both necessary in order for us or any facet of life to exist. This balanced frequency of the masculine and feminine polarity of God must exist within every human being, every solar system, every facet of life in the whole of creation. Both polarities must be present for life to even exist. But for life to thrive and to reach its highest divine potential, both polarities must not only be present, they must be balanced. Originally, the masculine and feminine polarities of God were balanced within every evolving human being. The masculine polarity of our Father God blazed into our left brain hemisphere, activating our rational, logical mind. Then it expanded into every cell and organ of our body through the power center of our throat chakra. As I mentioned, the light from our Father God is sapphire blue, and it forms the blue flame of power within the immortal victorious threefold flame pulsating in our heart. In the beginning, the feminine polarity of our Mother God blazed through our right brain hemisphere, activating our creative, intuitive mind. Then it expanded into every cell and organ of our body through the love center of our heart chakra. The light from our Mother God is crystalline pink and forms the pink flame of divine love within the immortal victorious threefold flame in our heart. When our right and left brain hemispheres are balanced and the masculine power of our Father God in our throat chakra is balanced with the feminine love of our Mother God in our heart chakra, the pink and blue flames merge into one magnificent force field, forming a violet flame. This violet flame activates our spiritual brain centers, our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers in the base of our brain. When these brain centers are activated, our crown chakra of enlightenment opens to full breadth. When that occurs, we experience the birth of Christ consciousness within us. which is the true son or daughter of God. This is a yellow-gold light from our I Am presence, and it blazes through our crown chakra into every cell and organ of our body, and it forms the golden flame of wisdom within the immortal victorious threefold flame in our heart. The blue, pink, and gold immortal victorious threefold flame in every heart is the perfect manifestation of the Holy Trinity. It is the divine balance of our Father God's power, our Mother God's love, which is also referred to as the Holy Spirit, the Divine Feminine, and the Son and Daughter of God's wisdom, which is often referred to as Christ consciousness, or the Christ. This is the very essence of our Immaculate Heart, and this flame pulsates within the physical heart of every evolving soul. So this month, as we enter the Temple of the Immaculate Heart throughout the month of May, beloved Mother Mary will embrace each of us in her loving arms. With her embrace, she is going to awaken within us the remembrance of our sojourn with her within her sacred temple prior to this embodiment. This is when our sacred heart was formed in our etheric heart in preparation for embodiment. We will remember that we came to Earth during this cosmic moment with but one desire from this sacred heart temple, and that desire was to do God's will in the physical plane of Earth. We will understand with this awakening that we volunteered to be powerful instruments of God during this critical and unprecedented time on the planet, and that we have been training for literally eons of time to fulfill our individual unique missions. We will also remember that we promise to be the full manifestation of divine love while serving the light in this embodiment. And our Mother God's gift of divine love this month will greatly empower our ability to fulfill this divine mission that we have contracted to accomplish. With Mother Mary's and our Mother God's assistance this month, we are going to remember that we chose to bring a portion of the divine plan through the veil into this physical birth and embodiment. This facet of the divine plan is encoded within our heart flames, and Mother Mary is going to remind us of the vow that she took to come to assist us at this time for the fulfillment of our missions. And she will help us to remember the capacity that we have within our life streams to fulfill our divine purpose with dignity, with honor, and with God's victorious accomplishment. During the holy month of May, Mother Mary and the feminine aspects of divinity serving the earth will assist our I Am presence to expand the chalice that is holding our immaculate threefold flame within our hearts. This expansion of the chalice of our immaculate heart will allow our heart flames to expand and expand into perfect divine balance. As this occurs, our heart flame will blaze forth a great transfiguring force of divinity within each of us, and we will be able to become aware of the presence of God in every cell and atom of our beings. This will pave the way for the integration of our crystalline-based solar-like bodies. These vehicles will be able to merge into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, transforming them into the infinite physical perfection of the fifth dimension. This initial process will begin this sacred and holy month, and it will expand and expand until the God victorious completion. This is a miraculous process that has been unfolding for a time now, that this mystical month of May, it is going to move forward in each and every one of us a quantum leap. Functioning within the frequencies of our solar light bodies, we will be able to consciously magnify the divinity within ourselves and within all life until our upreaching consciousness conducts our new planetary cause of divine love into the world of form to be tangibly manifest. Now, please join with me as we co-create the sacred space for the God's victorious accomplishments of the events that Mother Mary, the Company of Heaven, our Mother God, and all of the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity have planned for this mystical month of May. Breathe in deeply and gently close your eyes. Feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart and feel that aspect of your own divinity taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Follow me through this visualization now with the full power of your concentration, knowing that you are joining in consciousness with every man, woman, and child on earth through their collective I Am presence, which has joined with us this sacred and holy day. I'm going to state this again in the first person so each of us will experience it individually, but know that we are serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity, and that simultaneously the I Am presence of each person is activating this visualization through each one in perfect alignment with their divine plans and their highest good. Beloved Father, Mother, God, I ask that you now expand the flame of transfiguring divine love that is pulsating within every heart flame. Create from this sacred fire a tremendous heart of pure divine love. And allow this heart of love to expand and expand until it envelops the entire planet Earth. This magnificent magnetic heart of pure divine love is now drawing the love of God from every ascended level of being in the universe into the physical plane of Earth. This unfathomable influx of light is pouring in through and around the planet Earth and our planetary cause of divine love. This activity of light is expanding to the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child on Earth as each one becomes the open door that no one can shut. Our Mother God and the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity are now sending forth a clarion call, asking that the legions of love throughout the universe, from the very heart of creation, come forth now to assist with this activity of light. On the return current, the Company of Heaven and 12 magnificent solar archangels of pure divine love descend into the atmosphere of Earth from the great, great silence. These powerful archangels take their strategic positions around the planet, standing equal distance around the equator of the Earth, as they willingly prepare to assist with this activity of light. As one unified force of divine love, the 12 archangels breathe the love of God from the very core of creation into the heart flames of every person on earth. Now the influx of divine love flowing through every person's heart creates a symphony of love that ensouls and interpenetrates beloved Mother Earth and all her life in its pristine, exquisite beauty. This influx of divine love now penetrates into the fifth-dimensional solar heart chakra of every person on the planet, whether they are in or out of embodiment. Through this activity of light, the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child becomes a PowerPoint of light that is unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other person on Earth. In-breathing, assimilating, expanding, and projecting this force field of divine love throughout humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire atmosphere of Earth. The I Am presence within every person now consecrates themselves to be the open door that no one can shut for this resplendent light. At inner levels, every person on the planet begins to truly experience this force field of unconditional, transfiguring divine love. Through the I Am presence, every person sees the scintillating colors of love, smells the fragrance of love, and hears the cosmic tones and moving melodies of love. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love in action. And we are collectively changing the core vibration of the primal light substance, which has gone into creating the present negative conditions that are surfacing all over the planet to be healed and transmuted back into light. Through the love of our Father, Mother, God, the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity, the 12 solar archangels, and the I Am presence of every human being, we are now the cause of this force field of divine love anchored in the physical plane of Earth. Together we have set in motion the basic spiritual forces of divine love over which humanity will begin to ascend out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth-dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. Unified in consciousness with the kingdoms of earth and the realms of heaven, we are the open door. We are exploring and rediscovering the great family of God in which we now find complete support for the fulfillment of our individual and collective divine plans. This is what our Father, Mother, God's magnetic force field, the magnificent heart of divine love enveloping this planet, will attract into each of us personally and all of us collectively, day by day and moment by moment, as it expands exponentially with every breath we take. We are all being raised into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are here and now the masters of love we were always destined to be. We are beings of love, accepting responsibility for loving this sweet earth and all her life free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. The 12 solar archangels are now intensifying their light. This activity of light and every person associated with it is being lifted into a higher octave of divine service. Each person is being permanently invested with the cosmic force field of divine love. This force field is initiating each of us into a higher order of service to the light. Through the awakened consciousness of each person's I Am presence, we now collectively, as one unified I Am presence, affirm, I am a universal force field of transfiguring divine love. The love of God is now thriving on earth through the heart flames of every person. The flaming heart of divine love that is now encapsulating the earth is transfiguring into light every frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is less than the magnificent, unfathomable love of God. The dedicated light workers who are serving the light through this activity are now selflessly paving the way for our new planetary cause of divine love. The I Am presence of each one is permanently setting this earth on a planetary course of divine love, right here and right now. And so it is. I breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room as I become aware of my physical body. I gently move my fingers and toes, inhaling, exhaling, and I gently open my eyes and begin breathing normally as I relax and allow these divine frequencies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious hearts, May is also an important time for the influx of the violet flame. The 1st of May is known as Saint Germain's Ascension Day, and every year on that day, Saint Germain and the legions of light associated with the violet flame bless the earth with an incredibly expanded influx of the violet flame of freedom's love and forgiveness. Because of the incredible activities of light that have been accomplished by light workers all over the world in the past few years, Saint Germain is now able to bless humanity with unprecedented fifth-dimensional frequencies of the violet flame. This year, on Saint Germain's Ascension Day, we received a greater influx of the violet flame than ever before. This is because of the need of the hour and the heartfelt invocations of literally hundreds of thousands of light workers all over the world. This powerful light is now building in momentum as it floods through the heart flames of light workers, blazing into the negativity that is surfacing all over the world to be healed and transmuted back into light. This year, throughout the entire month of May, Saint Germain and the Legions of the Violet Flame are going to daily and hourly blaze increased frequencies of the violet flame in, through, and around every electron of precious life energy surfacing on this planet that needs to be transmuted back into light. As you know, the violet flame is the perfect balance of our Father God's blue flame, which pulsates with power, divine will, and authority, and our Mother God's pink flame, which pulsates with transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. Willing light workers by the millions around the world are volunteering to assist Saint Germain and his legions of the violet flame by being the open door for these new and powerful fifth-dimensional frequencies of our Father, Mother, God's light. The more of us who willingly volunteer to be an open door for this unprecedented influx of the violet flame, the faster we will move through this very necessary cleansing process that we are now in the midst of. In alignment with universal law, the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. That means that in order for this powerful frequency of the violet flame to manifest in the physical plane of Earth, it must be drawn through the divinity in the heart flame of someone who is abiding in the physical plane. So even though Saint Germain and the beings of light associated with the violet flame are standing in readiness, committed to assisting us, unless we allow ourselves to be the open door and invoke this divine light through our I Am presence, giving it permission to pass through our heart flames, the earth and humanity won't experience the maximum benefit that is possible from this magnificent divine intervention and sacred gift of life, the transmuting power of this sacred fire. What this means is that once again we're being called to a higher service. We're being asked by our Father, Mother, God, Saint Germain, and the entire company of heaven if we will be willing to put forth the necessary effort to be the open door for God's light, the violet flame in this physical plane of earth, during this monumental opportunity that is occurring the month of May. This is not a monumental task. It is a simple matter of invoking these new frequencies of the violet flame and through our I Am presence, giving our I Am presence permission to allow these flames to flow through us to bless all life in their healing process. If this resonates within the flame of divinity in your heart, then please join with me and with the light workers all over the world who are tuning in with us today. And together we will begin the process of becoming the open door that no one can shut for the infinite love of God and the infinite light of the violet flame. I'm going to once again state these invocations in the first person so that we will each experience them personally and tangibly, but know that we're serving simultaneously as surrogates on behalf of every single man, woman, and child evolving on Earth. And we are invoking the mighty I Am presence of every person on the planet to join with us in perfect alignment with each soul's divine plan. So once again, go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your I Am presence taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As you are lifted up in energy, vibration, and consciousness into the crystalline-based frequencies of your solar light bodies. It is from this level of perfection that this violet flame is going to accomplish the activity of light that we are invoking on behalf of humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and every particle of life belonging to or serving the earth at this time. Through the beloved presence of God, I Am, now blazing in my heart, I invoke beloved Saint Germain and all of the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Blessed ones, as I invoke the violet flame for myself, I simultaneously invoke it for my loved ones and all humanity and all life on this planet. Blaze, blaze, blaze the full momentum of this sacred violet fire in, through, and around every electron of precious life energy that I have ever misqualified in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown. Transmute these patterns of imperfection, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into God's infinite perfection. I am now blazing the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame. Through every thought, word, action, or feeling I have ever expressed that reflects anything less than the immaculate concept of my full divine potential. Beloved, I am presence. Look into my life now and see what yet remains to be balanced by me to any person, place, condition, or thing that I may have wronged at any time, in any way, for any reason whatsoever. Beloved, I am, reach your great loving hands of light into all of the positively qualified energy that I have released throughout all of my earthly sojourns, and draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as I have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance of perfection a gift of divine love, whatever is necessary, to balance every debt I have ever created, which still remains unpaid to any part of life. Beloved, I am. I ask you now to forgive through the power of the violet flame every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged me in any way, and balance all debts owed to me by life everywhere. I accept this God victoriously accomplished through the power of God, and so it is. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than anything less than God's perfection. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than anything less than God's perfection. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than anything less than God's perfection. I am inbreathing the fifth dimensional violet flame of infinite transmutation into my heart center, and I breathe it out through my heart flame and my heart chakra into the core of every person, place, condition, or thing in my life, conscious or unconscious, past or present, through obvious choice or through karmic liability. As this sacred fire floods the earth, the violet flame instantaneously transmutes every electron of precious life energy that conflicts with the perfection of my divine potential. The sacred violet fire is loving every point in my universe, free, cause, core, effect, record, and memory. I am free. I am free. I am eternally free. And so it is. I am now flooding my being and every single etheric record since the beginning of time with the joyful experience of divine forgiveness. In forgiving, I let go of all of the effects of misused energy that are impinging on my life and the lives of all humanity. I let go of the ignorance, the confusion, and the pain of this world. I now know, through a new level of profound consciousness, that I have come to love life free on this planet, and through my concentrated efforts, so I shall. This is the heart center of my existence, the joy of forgiving life as it enters my awareness. From this moment forth, I am setting all life free into a higher vibration, with the gift of forgiveness that my Father, Mother, God are giving so freely into my keeping. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, now flooding this sweet earth. I am the joy of forgiveness. I am the joy of forgiveness. I am the joy of forgiveness. Beloved violet flame, I ask that you direct legions of your violet fire angels to blaze the flame of forgiveness and freedom into the heart of every evolving soul, so that we will learn to use our light to the fullest in our service to life and the cause of freedom and divine love on this planet. Beloved victorious violet fire of freedom's love, I love you, and I do now most earnestly and sincerely call you into dynamic action. Perpetually blaze your transmuting flame into the beings and worlds of every man, woman, and child, enabling each one to know that your healing presence will always bring happiness and release from anything that is not of the light. Enfold every person in the power of your light and transmute all imperfection in their lives in divine order through divine love. The victorious violet fire of freedom's love now heals our bodies, harmonizes and stabilizes our feelings, illumines our consciousness, and sets us free, raising us into full mastery over all human appearances, desires, and feelings, now and forever sustained. And so it is. Expand, expand, and intensify daily the mightiest action of the violet fire in through and around the cause and core of the creative centers of all doubt and all fear in the earth, on the earth, and in the atmosphere surrounding the earth. Transform these creative centers into the expressions of God confidence, trust, hope, and inner knowing, so that humanity and all life evolving on this sweet earth will realize that this is a cosmic moment and opportunity for each of us to expand the new planetary cause of divine love in the physical world of form. We accept that the cellular structures of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are being transformed, strengthened, recalibrated into the crystalline-based frequencies of our solar light bodies, so that we will be able to withstand the accelerated energies that are pouring into the planet throughout 2011 and 2012 as we move forward in the light, ascending up the spiral of evolution into the new frequencies of God's infinite perfection. I feel these energies now securely anchored through my heart flame and the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. I ask that this newly established frequency of divine love and the greatly expanded activity of light from Saint Germain and the legions of the violet flame this month, all of the frequencies and the patterns of divine love from our Mother God, Mother Mary, and all of the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity will be secured, increased daily and hourly through every heart flame, expanded moment by moment with every breath we take, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. I know and understand through a new higher level of consciousness that this is being God victoriously accomplished right here and right now through divine intervention and the cooperation of humanity's magnificent I am present. And so it is. Feeling this energy secured through your heart flame, return now to the consciousness of the room, becoming aware of your fingers and your toes, gently moving them, inhaling, exhaling, and for a moment, just allow these energies to be assimilated as you integrate back into the world of form. Beloved one, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today, and I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join with us again next week for another global activity that will add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.